big screen, little screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen with Susie Lyon and myself, Kat Cullen. This week, kicking off with a movie, The Famous Detective Poirot is back, and he's played by Kenneth Branagh.
That's right, Kat. G'day. We've got Death on the Nile at cinemas as of the 6th of February, so you're going to be able to catch this one at the big screen.
So aside from Kenneth Branagh playing Poirot himself, who else is in this movie?
Oh my gosh, it's got everyone. We've got Tom Bateman, who actually is returning from the first film. We've got Annette Bening, Russell Brand, Ali Faisal, Dawn French, Gal Gadot, Armie Hammer, Rose Leslie, Emma McKay. Oh my gosh, so many more. Jennifer Saunders and Letitia Wright. Then they're rounding up the ensemble cast.
So what is the synopsis of this movie?
So this is based on the book by Agatha Christie. Death on the Nile is the sequel to the successful Murder on the Orient Express.
I know that there's going to be a murder at some point, but tell me, will Poirot solve it?
Oh, yes, of course. The Belgian detective takes a vacation in Egypt aboard a glamorous river steamer, which turns into a desperate search for a murderer when a picture-perfect couple's honeymoon is tragically cut short. This dramatic tale of love gone wrong features a cosmopolitan group of impeccably dressed travellers and enough wicked twists and turns to leave you guessing until the very end.
Now, let's have a listen. I took the snippet from the trailer very intentionally. This is the classic scene that you know is coming in a Poirot movie. Should have hidden
it, shouldn't you? When you have money, no one is ever really your friend.
Someone is dead.
The crime is murder. Never
again is what
the murderer
saw,
is one of you.
Were you aware of any grudges?
Madame is used to getting what she wants.
Never again. There is some behind-the-scenes scandal to be aware of from this movie.
Yeah, it seems scandal doesn't just happen on the pages of the script, but in real life too. The first film landed on our screens right as Johnny Depp was being accused of domestic violence, and there was a did-he-didn't-he discussion among fans around his guilt. And now Death on the Nile comes with similar accusations against its main actor, Armie Hammer. The filmmakers decided they're not going to reshoot Hammer's scenes, and time will tell if that decision affects the audience's opinion of this film.
And an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah, also in this film is an anti-vaxxer who has caused her own controversy, and some actors therefore refuse to attend the mandated promotion that is required for the film.
Oh, are they releasing who that was?
Yeah, so that was Letitia Wright.
Oh, scandal.
Yes. What's
the kind of the history behind Poirot as a character, though?
Well, he first appeared in a Christie story in 1916. I had no idea he was that old. And by 1930, Agatha Christie found him insufferable. And by the 60s, she felt that he was a detestable, bombastic, tiresome, egocentric little creep. Yet the public loved him and Christie refused to kill him off, claiming that it was her duty to produce what the public liked. So, did you know, Kat, that actually he's the only fictional character to receive an obituary on the front page of the New York Times in 1975?
Okay, so I guess Agatha Christie did finally kill him off, though, in 1975,
yeah,
by the sounds of it. That one is out at the cinemas. That's covering your big screen this week. Let's jump over onto the little screen. Peter Rabbit 2 is on Sky Show.
That's right. After the success of the first Peter Rabbit movie, we now get to see the sequel where Peter is still mischievous and naughty, but now Bea, his much-loved human friend, is marrying Thomas, the new owner of the McGregor farmhouse. Peter is bored of this family life that Bea and Thomas have offered Peter, so he runs away to London where he meets an old friend of his dad's and the two plan to rob a farmer's market of all of their dried fruit. The original film and this sequel have been highly praised and has an all-star cast such as James Corden as Peter Rabbit.
Playing the voice, of course, it is an animation. Let's have a quick listen.
What's for lunch?
There's a magical place with the ripest radishes, the sweetest corn. It's called the Farmer's Market. And if you want an overpriced gift that will never be used, they sell lavender-scented bath bombs.
This sounds a bit dodgy.
I would never put you in danger.
I promise. Okay, I can't promise. We're going to go and rob this place. Are you in or are you out?
We're in!
I guess Peter Rabbit has always been mischievous, but robbery, he's just really upping himself a little bit. Let's have a quick peek at Netflix. Here's one with a long title.
Yeah, this one is called The Woman in the House Across the Street from the Girl in the Window, and it's on Netflix and it's out now. So this is a miniseries. It's a parody of the book-to-movie domestic thrillers that have basically graced our screens over the last few years. Things like Gone Girl, The Woman in the Window, The House at the End of the Street, The Girl on the Train, as well as Alfred Hitchcock's Rear Window. It's about Anna. For her, everyday life is the same, drinking wine and staring out the window. But when a good-looking man moves in next door, she starts to envision a different life for herself until she witnesses a murder. Or did she? It's starring Kristen Bell.
Nice little parody to end on that one on Netflix. Peter Rabbit 2 is on Sky Show now. And we also took a trip to the cinema to check out the new Poirot movie, Death on the Nile. That is this week's Big Screen, Little Screen. Thanks, Susie.
You're welcome, Kat. Enjoy the movies.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.